That's Caroline Caroling with Idina Menzel, or Adele Dazeem, whichever way you want to say it. Good morning. This is Morning Go. Merry Christmas to you. It is time now for your gift. It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should ever think gossip. Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, we're dishing this morning, y'all. I saw some good stuff over the weekend. So, Merry Christmas, Justin Baldoni. Your gift from Blake Lively is a lawsuit. Blake is suing her It Ends With Us director and co-star for sexual harassment and what she claims is a coordinated effort to destroy her reputation. Well, it worked. She also names two PR professionals, Melissa Nathan and Jennifer Abel, in what she says adds up to a conspiracy to ruin her career, and she has the receipt. Seats, y'all. Rihanna shared a playful holiday snack idea in a recent Instagram, blending luxury with comfort and caviar with chicken McNuggets.
Am I about to steal my kids' nuggets? Little nugget, little caviar. I hate when I like my kids' food because they
sets it off.
I just be stealing it.
You tried this before?
No, I heard of it.
But why are you acting like this is normal?
Well, I knew you would have caviar, so I brought the nuggets.
Ugh, that sounds disgusting. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 was number one at the box office with $62 million, easily beating this weekend's other big new release, Mufasa the Lion King, which earned $35 million. Timothy Chalamet humorously recalled preparing accepted speeches for awards he did not win.
I'll just say this. There's nothing more uniquely hilarious and something like you cannot share with anyone when you get home and you tear up the little thing that you never had to use. And you think to yourself, you narcissistic.
Bleepity bleep. Denzel Washington was baptized at the Kelly Temple Church of God in Christ in New York City on Saturday and received his minister's license. Paul Rudd and Jack Black revealed their upcoming Christmas release, Anaconda, hitting theaters on December 25th, 2025.
Come see our movie.
Anaconda!
Dude, have you seen the snake?
No,
it's in that room right there. They're about to feed it a donkey. Come on!
So funny. Jared Leto will play Skeletor in the upcoming live-action film Masters of the Universe. And Cameron Diaz and Jamie Foxx reflected on their 25-year friendship ahead of their new Netflix film, Back in Action.
We also did Annie together.
That's right.
And we lived through so much. We lived through Keyboard Cat, Pizza Rat, NFTs, DVDs, Corn Kid, Bean Dad, Salt Bay, Left Shark, Pink Sauce, Grimace Shake, and The Dress.
Oh, yeah, which was white and gold.
Oh, I thought it was black and blue.
Yeah, that's so weird. Mark Zuckerberg addressed rumors about a 5,000 square foot doomsday bunker in Hawaii.
You do have a bunker there. Is there something you know that we don't?
Oh, I think that's just like a little shelter under, and it's like a basement.
A little shelter. What are you worried about?
It's a basement. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, hurricane shelter or whatever. I think it got like blown out of proportion as if like the whole ranch was some kind of like doomsday bunker, which is just not true.
Yeah, he says the reality of the property is actually focused on ranching and producing high-quality beef, not preparing for an apocalypse. Okay, sure, you betcha. Okay, I got a dirt alert, and y'all, it's literally about dirt. Brittany Furlan shared on a podcast that her husband, you know, Tommy Lee, showers just once a week.
My husband showers like once a week? Does he do the bird bath?
Bird bath, yeah. Uh-huh, of course.
So you shower every day. Do you wash your hair every day?
I am like, no.
Okay.
This hair is so thick. So I wash the hair like once a week, and then I shower every night.
Okay, so she explained that while Tommy Lee is a neat person, he follows European customs of not fully showering and bathing daily, because, you know, it's just hitting the bits. Anyway, his mother was Greek, and he was actually born in Greece. And so he kind of grew up being told you don't need to bathe every single day from head to toe. There you go. I told you it was a dirt alert. A dirt. I really don't want to have this conversation about not showering every day ever again. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3.